وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Salamun alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hossein Latifi and you're listening to your program for Humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program we talk about the different dimensions and definitions, descriptions of the human being, the concept of mankind in the Holy Quran. And we try to take lesson from different perspectives and reflections that exist in this holy book, holy scripture, about us as human beings, the plan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designated for us and has been revealed to His final prophet. Now, in the previous episode, we talked about the concept of reason and intellect according to the verses of the Holy Quran, and we said that it's not only the word aql in Arabic that is used to refer to the concept of intellect, also the word ulul albab and lub. Lub means the seed that lies within the shell of that seed that we have. And Quran takes it as a metaphor for the mind and intellect. A person who has intellect is like a seed that has that real seed within it and that has the function that he's supposed to have. Also, the human being that does not have intellect does not have the function that he is supposed or she is supposed to have. Now, we said that the verses that refer to ulul albab, possessors of reason, we said one of them was about the verse of hikmah, in the verse that Allah says, whoever has been given hikmah by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sure has been given a great blessing. Another verse that refers to ulul albab is the verse that talks about the interpretation of the Holy Quran. Now, this is a very beautiful and important, significant verse of the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Imran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about different categories of the verses of the Holy Quran. Minhu ayatun muhkamat hunna ummul kitab. There are solid verses, verses with clear and direct meaning. And we have verses, mutashabihat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly tells us that the verses that I have revealed in the Holy Quran, some of them are not clear. And there was a reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed those verses in His divine, last divine scripture. Some people say, why there are certain verses of the Holy Quran that is difficult? First of all, some of them say, why Quran is difficult to understand? Quran says no. First of all, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِنْ مُدَّكَرٍ. First of all, if you take it as a general thing, then Quran is clear. You open the book of Quran and you realize that many verses of the Quran are already clear. And it's only certain verses from this scripture that are ambiguous. They could be taken to have different exegesis and different explanations, interpretations for them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually has indicated that هُنَّ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ وَأُخَرُ مُتَشَابِهَاتٌ. There are solid verses that are أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ, that are the principle and the base of the Holy Quran. And then we have مُتَشَابِهَاتٌ, verses with different meanings. Those verses, they need interpretation. And Quran says one reason for why these verses have been placed in the Holy Quran by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could be this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to know that Quran alone would not be sufficient for the full and complete guidance. Quran needs an infallible interpreter always, وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ, those grounded in knowledge. So this is a crucial and significant discussion. We're going to have a break and come back in the next segment, inshallah, to talk more about this topic.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Osir Latifi, and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about the verse of Mutashabihat, the verse that talks about different classes and categories of the verses of the Holy Quran. And we said one reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises this topic, that I have placed Mutashabihat, verses that have ambiguity in them, so that people know that they have to refer to infallible interpreters of the Holy Quran, الرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَأْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ. The true interpretation, ta'wil, it has different and nice story by itself. What does it mean, ta'wil? To take the word to the original meaning. So tanzil means when the meaning comes down and gets into the form of words. And ta'wil is when you take that thing, that word, into the original source, the meaning from which it had originated, that word had been originated. So Quran says the true interpretation and ta'wil of these verses, nobody knows except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَأْوِيلَهُ. No one knows the true interpretation. It's not the job of random people here and there come and say, we understand the Holy Quran. We have in our ahadith, أَبْعَدُ شَيْءٍ مِنْ أُقُولِ الرَّجَالِ تَفْسِيرُ الْقُرْآنِ, or a similar phrase, that the furthest from the mind of ordinary people is true interpretation of certain verses of the Holy Quran. So it's not that a person comes and reads something and say, okay, I understood this. No, sometimes even we fall into the trap of at-tafsir bil-ra'i, when people interpret Quran according to their own desire, according to their own interests. So Quran says, no one knows the ta'wil, the true interpretation of these verses, except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالرَّاسِخُونَ, those grounded. Rusukh means when something is solid, steadfast in something else. A person grounded in knowledge means the person has immersed himself in knowledge. And he's like deep, at deep and profound levels of knowledge. وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ يَقُولُونَ. They say, يَقُولُونَ آمَنَّا بِهْ كُلٌّ مِنْ عِنْدِ رَبِّنَا. They say, we have faith in every part of the Holy Quran, every level of understanding of the Holy Quran. وَمَا يَذَّكَّرُ إِلَّا أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. The part is here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and only the possessors of reason, they take lesson, they are reminded. So Quran is a reminder, but it only functions for those who have lub. And in another verse also we have this, that Quran says, I have word for those who have lub. For example, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عَبْرَةً لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. In the stories of the Prophet, there are lessons for possessors of reason, not just any random person. No, not for people who don't use their intellect. And we talk about what intellect exactly Quran is talking about through the opposites of it. When intellect is placed in a position, we realize that from the opposite, from analyzing the opposite, we realize that this is the meaning that Quran means by the word intellect and aql. Inshallah, we follow up the discussion in the next episode. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على محمد وعلى آل النبي صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على